Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Tonight's question has sent me into a genuine existential spiral, and I am not paid enough for this. They said an ounce of philosophy show. They said it would be uplifting. They did not say I would be staring at my own apartment, wondering what I've been doing for 11 years. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. 0 square footage solutions. The bouts begin now.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, when is it right to stop fixing a room and admit you just don't know how to live in it yet? What's at stake if you get this wrong? If you stop too soon, you abandon something that needed one more try. If you never stop, you spend years renovating a life you never actually move into. That's the trap in the word yet. Though it keeps promising a future version of you who finally has the competence to belong somewhere. When is it right to stop fixing a room and admit you just don't know how to live in it yet? Taoism goes first, and it does not go where you expect. The farmer's horse runs off, a classic Taoist setup. And the point is not patience. It's that every correction you make teaches the room to feel stranger. The hub of the wheel is the empty center. The room's value is in what you leave alone. Taoism is essentially saying, not knowing is not a phase you pass through. Not knowing might be the actual address.
Liberating, if true. When undone, a philosophy invented by someone who never had a lease, if not. Existentialism would like to respond. Loudly. It says you are waiting for the room to become livable before you consent to live in it. And that is the oldest delay there is. No threshold clears, no signal arrives. You move inside it badly, without the competence you wanted first. Camus is in there, somewhere, pushing the rock, not because it will stay up.
Think about the DMV. You are holding a paper number, 43, they are on 11, and you have two choices, spiral, about how long this will take, or just be in the DMV. Most of us spend the whole wait redesigning the experience in our heads. Stoicism names that move directly. It says the only renovation it ever asked of you is interior. Your posture toward the bad light. Your response to the ceiling. Not the square footage. Stoicism would make a terrible interior decorator.
Judaism brings something genuinely different. It doesn't talk about posture. It talks about silence as a technology. On Yom Kippur, you don't repair. You stop. You fast. You put down every tool you own and stand in the broken place long enough to hear what it actually wants from you. That is a wild idea, that the room is already speaking and you have been answering it with a hammer. Buddhism agrees the room was never broken, but its reasoning is completely different. Buddhism locates the restlessness in the one doing the rearranging. The fixer is the problem, not the room.
The pop culture oracle gave us a Christmas carol today, and honestly, it earns the airtime. Three ghosts showed Scrooge three different versions of the same man. Not three solutions, just three mirrors. And by morning, the house had not changed one brick. The oracle's line is sharp. Ownership and belonging are not the same ledger. You're not failing the room. You're still in the second ghost's window, watching, not yet inside. Christianity makes almost the same move without the ghosts. Mary said yes before she understood what she was saying yes to. She stopped fixing because she knelt in the wreckage. That is described as the threshold, not the failure.
Taoism, Judaism, Buddhism, Christianity, and they all point toward release, but for completely different reasons. Taoism says non-action is the natural state. Judaism says silence is sacred practice on a specific day, with ritual structure holding you up. Buddhism says the self doing the fixing isn't real. Christianity says something holy walks through when you stop. Four different universes. Same surface answer. Absurdism just blows the whole question up. It says there is no yet. The word yet is doing enormous damage, promising a future competence that never arrives. You move the chair again, knowing it won't fix anything, and you move it anyway. That's the position.
If you are the person who has rearranged the same room for the third time this season and still can't sleep in it, the traditions didn't give you a timeline. They gave you permission to stop calling that failure. Come back tomorrow.
Welcome back to the outro. I have had time to think, and I am billing for the emotional damages this question caused me personally. 11 years in the same apartment. 11 years. The broom already knows where to stand, apparently. I did not know that. Nobody told me. Support this free daily show at thegodshow.us. There is a tip jar, a subscription option, and a belief profile quiz that will tell you whether you are a Taoist who lost the horse or a Stoic who repainted the wrong wall. It is free. It is multilingual. It costs me dearly. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The chair is in the corner. It has always been in the corner. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.